Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday, May 24th, 8:05 in the morning Eastern Time. People are talking about a Muncie housing celebration, the weekend and the weather and the racing and the races, plural. There's Anderson and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They're also talking about punishments for Muncie EMTs. And we will cover that through the hour. Steve Lindell, the aforementioned host of the program. Thank you, Tom Campbell. Emily Guffey is my producer in the Axia Command Center. And let's get going. Item one, a statement released from the mayor, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour. I was in his midst yesterday at a ribbon-cutting event for the housing story that we'll have in a moment. And I asked him, being right in his presence, if he wanted to make a statement. And in the middle of that event, it wasn't quite appropriate. He had a lot of people to talk to and hands to shake and so on. But he promised he would get back, and he did. A written statement arrived, I guess, late yesterday afternoon from the office of Mayor Ridenour. Quote, after reviewing results from the Department of Homeland Security and National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians, the City of Muncie and Muncie Fire Department have not been implicated in the investigation of potential cheating on the National Registry EMT exam. One firefighter has clearly been implicated in offering to facilitate EMT trainees in violating ethical test-taking standards. I, Mayor Dan Ridenour, this statement from the mayor's office yesterday, have conferred with fire chief and concur wholeheartedly that this behavior is completely unacceptable. We are pursuing disciplinary action up to and including termination. Maintaining the integrity of our fire department and EMT program is paramount to the safety of our citizens, and my administration will not tolerate corrupt or dishonest conduct. Quoting from a press release yesterday from the office of Mayor Ridenour, a city of Muncie. If you need the backstory on that, and perhaps 6 weeks ago when the investigation from Channel 13 in Indianapolis that started this whole investigation from a state level, we will have that backstory. And the actual reporter from Channel 13, Bob Siegel, is the guest at 8:45 this morning live on Delaware County Today to talk more about what was found, who was implicated, and more specifically, what might happen next, as best we can tell from his reporting. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Most of you listen on the terrestrial radio. We have the streams flowing again in the Chicagoland area. I see Minnesota. Hello, Mom and Roger, and anyone else listening wherever you are. Memorial Day travel. The FAA says more than 51,000 planes are expected to take off just Thursday.
If you're one of the millions of Americans traveling by plane this weekend, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says airlines are doing a better job avoiding delays and cancellations.
Each month we've seen cancellations under 2%. That's better than the 10-year average, and so far this May, we're seeing those numbers hold.
Buttigieg says last year's issues were unacceptable. More than 40 million Americans are expected aboard flights Memorial Day weekend. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
WMUN's Delaware County Today at 8:09 Eastern Time. Now to the local news summary. These items and more are airing on Woof Boom radio stations in East Central Indiana. After the summary, by the way, we'll have part of our program that we covered yesterday for the Riverbend Flats. You'll hear some of that within our news summary right now on WMUN. That is the sound of another ribbon being cut, this one at Riverbend Flats in southeast Muncie. Marissa Knatzer with TWG Development.
It's a 60-unit apartment community that has 2 and 3-bedroom units. So this program, as Ryan mentioned, was made possible by IHCDA's Rental Housing Tax Credit Program. And so with that program, we've committed to restricting rents for those individuals and households making between 30 and 60% of the area's median income.
After Sunday, it looked like Graham Rahal would miss the Indy 500, but that has changed.
Stephen Wilson and Catherine Legg were involved in a crash in Indy 500 practice Monday. Wilson has a fractured vertebrae, so he can't race Sunday. Rahal is replacing Wilson now.
You know, everything in life happens for a reason. When I got the call from Dennis yesterday afternoon, right away I felt compelled that this was, for some reason, you know, my calling was to be here.
Dreyer and Reinbold Racing and Cusick Motorsports are working on getting Rahal a backup car, which he's supposed to practice in on Carb Day Friday. The Indy 500 is Sunday. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Muncie Community Schools named its Teachers of the Year at each of its schools this week. The award recipients presented with plaques, and now they are eligible for the overall District Teacher of the Year Award, that to be presented at the start of the 23-24 school year. See the entire list of winners on our local news page now.
I'm Peter Colleen. The Indiana Destination Development Corporation, in partnership with the Indiana Association of Realtors, announcing the launch of their new Home Again in Indiana campaign. MuncieJournal.com reporting the campaign seeks to celebrate Hoosier pride by sharing the stories of those who were born and raised in Indiana and, after moving away, chose to return.
And Lucas Letzinger of Noblesville, Indiana, played ball at Hamilton Heights High School, and Ball State baseball coach Rich Maloney announced the addition of Lucas to the 2023 recruiting class. Other talent from Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin joined the team. 6 weeks after 13 investigators broke news of a cheating scandal at Muncie Fire Department and EMTs, Indiana's Department of Homeland Security sent letters to inform staff of discipline stemming from what the state fire marshal called a very thorough investigation. The report states that MFD Captain Troy Delaney coordinated a cheating scheme in which he sent a text offering the answers, or some of them, to all 8 students in the January 2023 basic EMT certification course offered at the MFD Training Center. As a result, the state EMS director has issued an order revoking all 5 of Delaney's EMS-related certifications for the next 7 years, the harshest penalty that state regulators can take against an EMT. IDHS is also taking action against the 8 EMT recruits who received test questions and answers from him. While Delaney has not responded to requests from 13 News in the article they posted earlier this week, he did reply to NREMT to address the allegations levied against him, quoting, "While I continue to deny the veracity of the allegations presented and do therefore disagree with the findings, I do hereby apologize for even the semblance of wrongdoing," unquote. He wrote that in late April. The focus now shifts to what actions, if any, the Muncie Fire Department will take against its own staff and the state investigators citing for engaging in the cheating scheme. We'll update when we know more. Another housing development event yesterday, Riverbend Flats on the southeast side of Muncie. Here's State Rep Sue Arrington.
I come down Burlington or a Memorial and look right at this property. So when I saw this starting to be built up and now I see it near completion, it really makes me happy to see that this land is being put to good, productive use.
They're 25% leased already, with a portion already open and more units completed soon. Hear the entire program from yesterday and all the speakers on WMUNMuncie.com right now. The IU Health Foundation approved a multi-year pledge of $5 million from its ECR Community Health Fund to go towards a $31 million campaign that you know about for the new facility of the YMCA to be built on the grounds of Muncie Central High School. The public phase of the campaign, led by Tara Smallstig and Chris Cook, is going on now, seeking help from the community to wrap up its fundraising efforts. If you're interested in learning more about the campaign or making an investment, contact Kristen McConnell at MuncieYMCA.org. And Corn-Fed Roller Derby has a game this Saturday. Doors 5, 6 o'clock start time, Delaware County Fairgrounds Memorial Building. They're hosting a 2-day tournament with 7 visiting teams June 17 and 18. This season, they're partnering with Muncie Animal Care and Services for some fundraising help. Tests and school days are not completed yet, but the plan for graduates. For Muncie Central High School, here's some of the rundown with Principal Chris Walker.
Senior parade, we started that back during COVID, Saturday, June the 3rd. We start that at 6 o'clock. The last time the students, the class of 2023, will be at Muncie Central physically in the building will be on Monday, June the 5th. We do our senior breakfast at 11. Graduation practice, we host that at Worthen Arena. That'll be on Monday, June 5th at 1 o'clock. And then our commencement starts. Doors open at 6:30. We always have a long line of folks waiting to get in at 6:30.
Last week on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show. In early June, Wheeling Avenue in Muncie will close for a Muncie Sanitary District project. From a social media post, we saw that a meeting happened this week to help plan for the restrictions that will impact many along that busy stretch, including the restaurant Amazing Joe's. MSD Administrator John Barlow told me last week that his staff is working hard to minimize the impact to all while completing this required IDEM project for sewer separation. It didn't take long for an accused child porn suspect to find a new legal rep. Donnie Burgess reports on the latest chapter in the Keegan Klein case.
William Berkshire and Eric Hunterjaeger will now represent Keegan Klein, whose original legal team decided to withdraw from the case just one day after Miami County Judge Timothy Sparr allowed the case to continue based on what Klein's old legal team claims is new evidence, which may convince Klein to withdraw his guilty plea. If you got all that, then you're up to speed on the case that has stretched over the last 7 years. Klein is accused of using a fake social media profile called Anthony Schatz to get sexual pictures from underage girls. Klein's new legal team has until Friday to file any new motions regarding his plea. His sentencing is set for July 27th. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Ford reverses course. They will keep AM radio in its vehicles, following pressure from lawmakers and an uproar from the radio industry. They'll offer a software update for any EV owners of Ford vehicles without AM broadcast capability. And Touch a Truck event is June 9, High Street Square, across from City Hall. The event, especially popular with families, elementary and middle school children, get an opportunity to interact with paving equipment, fire engines, dump trucks, and more. If the weather is bad that day, they'll bump it to June 16th instead.
A three-vehicle crash near LaPel yesterday injured two and took the life of an Anderson man. Madison County Sheriff's Major Michael Warner says the crash was on State Road 13 south of 38 near LaPel. A 48-year-old Anderson man traveling northbound on 13 in a 2000 GMC Jimny struck the rear of an unmarked Fisher's police vehicle that was stopped in backed up traffic. That impact pushed the police car into a Silverado operated by Citizens Energy, also stopped in traffic. The 37-year-old officer and 50-year-old Citizens employee were transported to local hospitals for checkout. The driver of the Jimny was pronounced dead at the scene. No names available at this time. The crash remains under investigation. Brett Busby, Wolf Boom News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest. Ball State Cardinals open the MAC baseball tournament against the Central Michigan Chippewas. 6 p.m. is the game today. It says in Muncie, Indiana. I thought it was a road game, but I think that's what this release is saying. Coming up next, as we build towards bottom of hour, we'll have our guest from the 5th District of Indiana. Victoria Sparts will be a guest. Before that, though, some of yesterday's Riverbend Flats program that we covered for WMUN.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And good morning again, 8:23 this May the 24th, Wednesday morning. That Ball State baseball game is in Kent, Ohio. It is not in town. You had to get, I think, a higher seed, maybe the number one seed, to host the tournament. I think that's how it works. Yesterday, I had the good fortune on a sunny day of covering some more good news for Muncie, Delaware County. It was another announcement, actually sort of a grand opening and ribbon cutting for a housing development. This is part of the program that happened in front of Riverbend Flats in Muncie, Indiana. First to speak was Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour.
You know, as you look at this, and I don't know how many of you have had the chance to go inside, the units are incredible. I'm just extremely impressed with what TWG has accomplished here and what the teams have done. But I want you to think back to to the broken down, vacant shopping center that was here. And so I'm thankful to, you know, Gretchen's here, and I know community development, as part of our incentives, tore down that shopping center. It was ugly. It was vacant. And now we've got a playground. We've got a community garden. We have a lot of trees as part of our 1,000 Trees in 1,000 Days program. And you have some beautiful apartments with some very, very reasonable rents, brand new apartments for some reasonable rents. And that's what we were trying to accomplish. So I'm just thrilled that we were able to put this together. I remember that first year we submitted four different housing developments, and this was one of the two that got accepted, and it's the first one that's open. And it says a lot about TWG their ability to go from start to finish. They certainly are the quickest, and we're greatly appreciative of that. It's also brought some other things to this neighborhood. So when you build new and when you build top quality, I do think it also provides other sparks. And so I know Pizza King decided to buy and build across the street, and there are some other things in the works as well. So we're just really excited that we were able to partner with TWG on this project. Thank you, Marissa, and the state. I know you're here today. So we appreciate everybody and the efforts of all the different people that were involved, and you can see some of them listed here. Just very thankful and excited and thrilled to find out today when I walked in that there were 25% already leased, and they haven't really started leasing even part of that other building yet. So this is, I think it's a great success for our community, and we look forward to what it does for this particular area, the southeast side of town. So thank you.
That is from yesterday's program, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour's voice at River Bend Flats. We covered that for WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio News. Steve Lindell, reporter on scene for that one. If you want to hear the whole program, by the way, it is available on WMUNMuncie.com. I uploaded that yesterday, late morning, so you can hear that entire program, all the speakers, and interesting information about that new-ist innovation. Snapshot now, let's bring that up just for a quick little check for what your day is shaping up to be today in Muncie, Delaware County and beyond.
It's May 24th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Scavenger Hunt Day. Author, gossip columnist, and songwriter Elsa Maxwell was born on this day and is credited with creating the scavenger hunt. The rules are pretty straightforward. A number of teams are given a list of items they must find within a specific time limit. The team with the most items wins. Now, how you go about getting those items, well, that's a different story. Also on this date in 1935, the first night game in Major League Baseball was played at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, Ohio, as the Reds took on the Phillies. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt switched on the lights from the White House. More than 20,000 fans were in attendance, contrasting that to day games where the Reds only averaged about 2,000 fans per game. And if it's your birthday today, you share it with...
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
American singer, songwriter, and Nobel laureate Bob Dylan, born in 1941. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
I'm WMUN, Delaware County, today on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and the rest. We will bring in a congresswoman next, scheduled Victoria Spartz on WMUN.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 AM, with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Back to live in Muncie, Indiana, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, terrestrial frequencies. The Alexa command is play WMUN. Listeners in Minnesota have, what do I got here? Special weather statement. I see a beach hazard statement for the Duluth Port. Oh my gosh, look at that. And though the freeze warning is actually for part of Wisconsin, I think. So you dodged that one after a long, hard winter. It should be a great day there. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Roger. And here we go with some more pieces and parts to our day as we shape up. Coming up still this hour, 8:45 is our hit time for reporter Bob Siegel. He is the reporter from WTHR 13 Investigates that started the
the investigation of the Muncie EMTs and the cheating on exams scandal. There has been an update to that story. We've reported on it so far this morning, but we wanted to get it firsthand from him as far as what happened, what they have found, and what might happen next moving forward. Still waiting on our connection with 5th District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. We're hoping for that any moment now. In the meantime, more app help with managing your money.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Budgeting can often be nerve-wracking, but it doesn't have to be with help on the way through budgeting apps. There are many to choose from depending on your lifestyle, and the good thing is not all will cost you. There are several things to consider when you're looking for a good budgeting app, like flexibility to customize your budget based on various factors like income and account syncing. You may prefer to track transactions manually, or maybe you want real-time tracking. User experience. Are you okay with ads or credit card offers or categories that can't be personalized? And cost. Some budget apps are free, while others you might have to pay for extra features. Some budgeting apps include Rocket Money, which is free, but you'll have to pay each month for premium features. And Mint, which is an all-in-one app allowing you to connect your bank accounts, watch your income, and track your spending. Or the Simplify app. However, it will cost you, but there's a 30-day free trial. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today. Weather, people are talking about that and the upcoming holiday weekend. It's going to stay the same. Boring, beautiful, sunny today, 83. The Thursday high around Muncie will be only 67. But then we get back to the 70s and we stay sunny Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the big race, and Monday for Memorial Day. We're even sunny Tuesday. There's no chance of rain until Wednesday, and it might not even happen that day, too. Okay, let's get Howie in here now. The next big announcement.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
In a move that kind of stunned the media, Ron DeSantis will announce his presidential candidacy tonight on Twitter with Elon Musk. Now, if you stop and think about it, I mean, it's kind of a weird way to do it, but it's a savvy move. They will draw lots of eyeballs. Now, I expect Elon Musk will say this is not an endorsement, but it kind of sort of looks like one. Clearly, he doesn't want Donald Trump. Now, I'm not expecting a lot of hard-hitting questions from Musk when they do this chat in Twitter spaces. It does raise the question of this, though. Will the governor be asked about every controversial thing Musk posts if he is perceived to be on Ron DeSantis' side? So clearly, now everyone has something to yammer about in the media. We'll see how it goes. But Twitter is still the way to get messages out, especially to the media. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And on WMUN, honored now to bring in live the 5th District Congresswoman from Indiana, Victoria Spartz. We're glad to have you on with us. Congresswoman, first and foremost, have you decided yet on changing your mind and, you know, running for re-election? Could you still do that?
Well, it's, you know, it's a great honor, good responsibility, but I need to have a little bit time to regroup and get more energy to fight more battles. But it is my honor to represent the great people of Indiana and Washington, D.C., and it's a pretty swampy place. But, I hope we'll have good people running, because it's important for this office to have people that actually have on-the-ground understanding what's happening in the country, and have less people that spend their lives in D.C. and want to be lifelong politicians. It's so unhealthy right now here.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, on presidential stuff, you're very smart, you're very wise. With so many Republicans seemingly getting ready to run for the nomination, do you think that number being large is good or bad?
Listen, I always think competition is good, because it gives people an ability to have a choice to listen to different ideas. You know, unfortunately, it's not always healthy. Sometimes competitions, you know, in this election turn a lot of craziness, but ultimately toughens you up, because whoever is going to be our nominee will have a very tough battle in the general election. Don't underestimate the other side. They're going to unleash their machine full speed. So I think our candidate has to be ready, and you know, people will have choices. So choices are good. And really, you know, I'll be honest with you, we have a very long bench of good people. Look at the other side. They don't. You know, they really have the guy that should have retired a long time ago.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, let's talk about your 5th district. What is the most pressing issue that you hear from constituents right now today on the ground?
Well, I think people, you know, I just had town hall in Carmel, and I actually do town halls, monthly town halls around the districts. I think it's very important because it's important for me to tell people what's really happened, no BS, really what it is, and also for to get on the ground feedback. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of concerns, a question we had, it was about the border security. A lot of people are concerned what's happening on our southern border, and it's a very serious situation. And I think we're playing politics with people's lives, you know, and this is a crisis inside the country, but also, you know, for a lot of people, you know, becoming enslaved to cartels and desperate people. So, and with drugs and human trafficking, child trafficking, very serious situations. So, you know, a lot of people had concerns, and I think, unfortunately, you know, this issue has been politicized instead of dealing with it. And we're thinking about it. We actually had discussion. I'm on judiciary committee that has some jurisdiction of immigration. We also have Homeland Security Committee, you know, that has a other part of jurisdiction for border security. We even was talking maybe doing something jointly, how to deal with more effectively with cartels and maybe even travel to South America and Mexico. I just met with ambassador because I actually was pushing to really put more pressure on cartels and really, really do some due diligence and see maybe we should start identifying them as foreign terrorist organizations because it brings more resources to deal with this issue, because what they're doing right now kills a lot of people, and they're becoming very rich with a lot of money, and it's unacceptable.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz is our guest on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. I've always meant to ask you this, that I call them characters, disruptions, especially in the House when you talk about Republican George Santos and the stuff going on there, and Democratic Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the ones that we hear about in the national reporting so much. What's it like for you on, you know, face-to-face to be interacting with those and so many other folks in the House of Representatives?
Listen, you know, people, you know, have a right to have a difference of opinion. And I think, you know, people have a right to disagree with each other. And I generally, you know, respectful of other opinions. I mean, some people tell crazy things. Well, you know, what do? You're not going to waste your time on crazies, and their voters are going to decide. You know, everyone also is entitled to due process. We have to respect due process, and, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. And we have to, if we believe in the rule of law, we also need to not, you know, not be hypocrites and actually stick with it. And I think that's important. You know, and on the personal level, you know, some of these people, you know, you can actually talk about some minor things. But when you start getting into talk about policies, a lot of people, we're so far apart. And I'll be honest with you, you know, on the other side, there are a lot of people with very extreme ideas. We just had a simple bill, you know, in support of police, and 2/3 of Democrats voted against it, you know, and we had Police Week in Washington, D.C., just appreciation of, you know, of a lot of, you know, boys and girls and, you know, people that actually risk their lives to, you know, to protect us. And that became politicized, and very radical views they have the other side. So, you know, very difficult to find common ground with them. I think, unfortunately, Democrat Party on the national level went very, very extreme left. And, you know, a lot of things that they have, I think, are destructive for our country. But it's also important for us to govern. And this is, I spend more time to make sure that my party does deliver, because I have more responsibility for my party. So I spend more time putting pressure on Kevin and some other people, make sure that we get things done for the people.
Republican Victoria Spartz, 5th District Congresswoman, this morning on WMUN. Final moments that we have with you, Congresswoman. Your thoughts about Memorial Day, the holiday weekend, and what the meaning of this is all about from your perspective.
Well, I have probably, I've been in a lot of tough environments, and I truly have enormous appreciation for people who are willing to put their lives on the line for our freedoms, and people, who pay the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And when I tell always my children, I said, listen, you'll have a lot of fights to fight. You'll have a lot of battles, and you better toughen up. But we have to win this war for the people who died for our freedoms, because a lot of them did. And I think we need to think about it, and it's an important day to reflect on that. So I usually try to go to, different parts of my district and visit with veterans and really participate in Memorial Day's events throughout the districts, and because it's important. It's important to show our appreciation and show appreciation to families, too, because ultimately there is a lot of things that they put on the line, when people do public service, and it's also a family thing. I think we have to also teach our children, and this is one of the things that we as a legislator, I think Aristotle was saying the most important job of a legislator is to educate youth about the republic and about the system, about the freedom. So I think it's important for us to engage and bring our children with us and educate them what makes our the greatest country in the world, because there is no difference between people. We are the greatest country in the world because we as a people have the most freedom, and how it's important to keep them, because a lot of people around the world are dying to get them back, and it's so difficult to do it. So we have to appreciate people who died for our freedom.
Thank you for those thoughts. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, this morning, we appreciate the time. Thank you for your service. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz coming in a moment. Our guest, Bob Siegel, the one that from 13 Investigates got into the study and the investigation of now what is coming to more of a conclusion, though it's not done yet. We'll get an update from him directly next on WMUN.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And people are talking about the investigation, Muncie Fire and EMTs, that was started by 13 Investigates reporter Bob Siegel. Bob, thank you for joining us again this morning live. Give us the background on how this story came to you and how you got into this investigation, if you could, first.
Well, Steve, we received at 13 News some anonymous information, a packet of information that was sent to us alleging that there was a systemic widespread cheating scandal taking place within the Muncie Fire Department involving firefighters and EMTs who were able to cheat on their certification exams. Now, what came to us, it actually came to us a couple of months after that same information was sent to the Muncie Fire Department, that same packet of information, and was also sent to the National Registry, which conducts and oversees the testing. And investigations were started there. The same packet of information was also sent to the State Fire Marshal's office. My understanding is, we were the last to get that packet of information, as was the National Registry and the State Fire Marshal's Office. This information alleging the cheating went first to the Muncie Fire Department, but when there was not a whole lot done there, then it was sent to investigators at 13 News and with the national and state authorities as well, and that's when things really started to blow up.
And now we are up to some findings, which your reporting has disclosed this week. What is the newest information on the findings? We have about 3 minutes until a hard out here. You know what that means.
Sure. I can let you know that the Department of Homeland Security issued some findings and orders, and at the center, the most serious penalties are going to be against Captain Troy Delaney, who's been with the Muncie Fire Department for almost 20 years. And he's accused in the findings by State Department of Homeland Security of really coordinating a cheating scheme by sharing test answers and questions with EMT recruits. And he, according to what's been proposed by the state, will have all of his EMT certifications revoked for 7 years, which is the most serious penalty, and would prevent him from being an EMT in the state of Indiana. There are eight other EMTs who are named in separate complaints, and the state decided to be a little more gentle as far as the penalties there. They are going to basically have their certifications put on probation. They're going to have to retake their certification exams and pay a $100 fine for their role in basically accepting information and not coming forward and reporting it.
Okay.
And next big steps here are to see what the National Registry is going to do. We understand they could revoke licenses or take penalties as well, and perhaps as many as twice as many as what the state has done. They've also filed a federal lawsuit against Captain Delaney and two other members of the fire department for sharing questions and answers. They say that that's proprietary information. They now have to rewrite their exams, and they've devoted a whole lot of time and resources to investigating and doing that. So there's a federal lawsuit that's filed. Tonight, the Fire Merit Commission is going to meet in Muncie to decide what further action, if any, is going to be taken. The mayor released a statement last night saying that he finds this to be completely unacceptable and pursuing disciplinary action up to and including termination for Captain Delaney. So there's certainly much more to come here as far as to see how this federal lawsuit plays out and what state and national authorities are going to be doing about what they describe as a cheating scheme that's taken place over the last several months within the fire department.
And Delaney's statement also in your reporting says, while I continue to deny the veracity of the allegations presented and do therefore disagree with the findings, I do hereby apologize for even the semblance of wrongdoing. I guess he wrote that in late April. Is there a subplot here? Bob Siegel is my guest from 13 Investigates, WTHR in Indianapolis. Is there a subplot about whistleblowers within this story, Bob?
Well, certainly, kudos to them. I mean, it's very difficult to come forward and to speak up in a situation like this, from what I understand, because it's a pretty close-knit fraternity, and yet there are certainly some individuals within the department that recognize what was happening was not wrong. The state fire marshal said that's absolutely what should happen in a situation like this. The other subplot here, though, obviously, this alleged wrongdoing has been brought to light. The bigger issue, even though there are individuals who are going to face punishment here, is how did this culture happen in the first place? And what is going to happen at this point? And we have not heard that yet from the mayor, from the fire chief, what they are going to do to try to prevent this situation from happening in the future. Because certainly from a reputational standpoint, it's been very damaging. It could potentially still be even more damaging. We're waiting to see. It appears only one EMT is, perhaps going to lose a certification to be able to still be an EMT. But if there is further more damaging action here, which would take more EMTs off the street, that could play a real role when it comes to safety for the people in Muncie. So just figuring out how this happened in the first place, how to stop it going forward, is really going to be key moving forward.
All right, Bob, tremendous reporting. You do great work every day. And I know that being a reporter in news and information is difficult enough, but any investigative reporting, I would assume, is even more tricky. You've clearly done a lot of work on this and so many other things. We appreciate your work every day, Bob.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Bob Siegel, a reporter for 13 Investigates and WTHR, our guest on Delaware County Today. That full statement that Bob referred to from the mayor's office we had on earlier this hour, we will share that on our news page as well later on today so you can see all of that. In fact, Bob's information and reporting is on the WTHR website as well. There's also some a video, television station notwithstanding, with Bob reporting earlier this week as to what we were just talking about there on the radio. That'll do it for today's program. Tomorrow morning, we welcome into the studio Cheryl Crowder from Muncie Downtown Development Partnership. Every first Thursday of the month in downtown Muncie is fun and exciting. This one's a big one next week because it's the spring version, and it's a big one. Yart, Moth Danner, and so many others will be involved. We'll cover all that and more as we talk about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Have a great day, Nancy, my beautiful wife, my mom, Roger, Emily, in the Axia Command Center for producing again this morning. This has been Delaware County Today on WMUN.